So I will say a few things and a few possibilities. If you wish, you can, starting from now, sit in a meditation posture and listen from meditative gesture of being. Or wait a few more minutes and do it later. It's up to you. In any case, I would encourage you to open and maintain this whole body sensitivity while you're listening. It's not just for the formal meditation periods. Opening, sensitive to the whole body with all that is there. Maybe some areas feel really light and almost unnoticeable. Some areas where you would never pay attention, like this space here, or here, around the elbows or whatever. And also the places that call for your attention again and again, that are very obvious. So including all of that. And letting it be quite broad, so not necessarily just in the perceived boundaries of the skin. It can be slightly broader than that. And while we want to be very inclusive for all that is in this field, we also want to steer things gently in the direction of harmonization. One very good way to do it is just to be especially sensitive to what feels okay and maintaining soft, light and alive contact with these aspects of the bodily experience. And we can also bring or play with imagination in order to support that. Now the imagination here is in the service of more sensitivity and more harmonization. So it's not taking us out and away, but actually allows this field here to become more and more full, sensitive, have more resonances in it. In order to open this door and allow it, it may be helpful to reflect, just for a tiny bit of time, on the fact that we are always imagining the body. Whenever there is a sense or a perception of the body, there is some imagination going on. If I'm just trying to follow the breath, there is a little aspect of the mind that actually imagines the breath going in or out, or the belly going forward and backward. If we're just sitting here, sensing how this body feels, it's probably the case that there is some aspect of our mind that imagines how this body is. the shape of the legs, the shape of the upper part of the body. These things are sensed and also, at the same time, imagined. And the invitation here will be to acknowledge that and start to use that or enjoy that possibility to steer things in directions that are maybe slightly less obvious and habitual and can open new possibilities for us. So here I'll suggest all these, or some, really just some of these possibilities during the meditation. So if you're not already sitting in a meditative posture with a meditative intention, you're welcome to do that now. Beginning with taking time with the first levels of the instructions, just sensitive to the whole body. However it is sensed right now. Cultivating a sense of contact and respect towards the bodily experience. Opening again and again. Could be that this instruction is enough for you. So you can just keep doing that. And one of the keys to using or inviting visual imagination is to remain sensitive to this whole body and to hold the imagination lightly and steadily. Our intuitive imagination of how our body is usually not in the foreground, but in the background of our experience. And the lightness in which it is held is what makes it powerful and impactful. So if you wish, you can invite the imagination of lines of light, maybe line that is moving through the body from the belly of the earth below you, towards the sky. Running through the body. Hold that image quite lightly, that imagination quite lightly, but let your field of the body be sensitive to any effects it may have. Perhaps something aligns. You can stay with that or add more lines. Maybe starting from the pelvis area, and going down parallel to the legs. Straight down into the earth. You can take a few minutes just to play with that. You can tune to the sense of the body to get a feedback about, is it working well? If it's working well, it feels good. If it doesn't feel good, you can either drop it or play with it. Maybe make the lines broader or more narrow. Play with their colors. Hold it more lightly. If there is something that feels nice in it, stay there. Let your sense of the body and the imagination start to form a relationship. Another way of playing will be to let these lines dissolve. And hold a light background imagination of this field of body as a field of light. It's radiating. Maybe it's homogeneous and maybe there are shades in it. Perhaps it's radiating towards the outside, perhaps its light is more like a contained light. Maybe it's very bright, maybe it's more golden. You can play with these factors and see what feels good and hold that. If you're feeling like you're getting lost, then you can always come back to the sense of the whole body, making yourself sensitive to it. another possible idea. Will be to imagine light or a certain color that fills the body together with the breath. So with the in-breath, as if breathing in light or a certain color, and then let it expand with the in-breath, not only to the lungs, but to the whole body. And if you want to experiment a little further, you don't need to imagine the breath entering just through the nose, you can sense it entering through the belly or coming from below, from the earth. And when you're breathing in, the body is receiving the breath through the skin or from the earth. With the out-breath, the breath, maybe with color or as light, is spreading out through the skin. Or absorbed back into the earth. One last possibility. Is to imagine water touching the body. (Clears throat) Perhaps the body is surrounded by warm, pure, nourishing water, as if you're in a bathtub, or as if rain is very softly falling on the body and running through the skin. Perhaps especially touching and softening whatever is hard or stiff or tense in the body. As if healing. And with each in-breath and with each out-breath, you're letting the pores of the skin be a little more open. As if letting this pure water to touch more. Giving yourself to them. As if they are all around and you can really trust them. So in the walking, you can apply one or some of these possibilities if you want to play with them, or go back to the simpler form of practice of sensitivity to the center and the steps, or somewhere else in the body, and expanding the sensitivity to the whole body. If you wish to stretch it and play a little further, you can try imagination that is involved in other senses as well, not just the kinesthetic sense of the body. Actually, one thing that you can do that is still very much in the kinesthetic sense and involves some imagination, will be to thinking of the steps as a form of communication with the earth. And you can imagine that with each step you are giving something. You're nourishing the earth in some way. You're caring for it in some way. Or imagine that it is caring for you in some way. With hearing, you can make a nice experiment. And while you are very sensitive to this whole field of the body, or as sensitive as you can be, perhaps you will be able to hear with the body, if that makes sense. So not necessarily hearing through the ears, it's not in contradiction, but emphasizing the sense that this whole field can hear as well. So a sound comes, and this whole field is sensitive to hearing the sound. If you want, you can also encourage softly the perception or the sense that this sound is blessing you. I would begin with birds, and maybe in the next walk turn to cars and these kind of things. If you feel that it's not working at all, you can wait for the bell that invites you for lunch and practice with this one. You can do the same with seeing. And actually, with seeing, there is a further thing you can play with. This is quite subtle, so if you want to catch it, fine, and if not, then fine as well. But you can think of the act of seeing as an act of giving blessing. And this is very interesting. Yeah. A very classic view of the Dharma, very, very classic, and also very contemporary view in neuroscience, would say that an act of seeing is a creative act. It's a creative act. And it's spoken enough about in these circles. It's a creative act, when not necessarily understood enough, I think, to the depth of its potential, but spoken enough of. So when I'm seeing something, when I'm looking at something, I'm creating the impression that I have of it in the act of seeing. So the act of seeing is not just a receptive act. And this actually opens a broad door for subtle playing with imagination, right? Because in a way it admits we're already doing it. So, why not imagine that when you're seeing something, looking at something, look at the tree, stand there in the end of your walking path, and if you're one of the lucky ones that got quickly out of the hall, you're standing beside the tree. And looking at the tree, and very softly holding the idea that you're giving blessing to the tree through the act of seeing. Yes. So, the simplest layer, sensitivity to walking, to the whole body. If you want, you can play with the imagination of the body in the ways I presented now. And if you wish, you can play with these possibilities of listening with the whole body, blessing with the act of seeing, or suggesting a blessing relationship with the earth in the act of walking. Okay?